One of the excellent things about Easter Sunday is that we, in fact, every year we've had a baptism, apart from the first year when we had COVID, where we weren't able to. Even last year we had some baptisms, if you remember. And baptisms are really precious, really special, aren't they? For those of you who have never seen a baptism before, it's exciting. You're going to see it in a second. But let me just quickly explain to you what's actually happening. Because when we talk about baptism, some people think that it's like when you christen, baptize babies. You put a little bit of water on them. And we dedicate babies here. And we believe that they're precious and special gifts from God. And we dedicate them before the Lord. The parents do that. But when it comes to baptism, we practice what we call believer's baptism. And that's when someone is old enough to confess with their mouth that they love Jesus, they want to follow Jesus, they want to give their lives to him. And it's at the start of their journey, really. So what they do is we take them through some Bible scriptures and make sure that they understand what baptism is about. And then actually on the day, we put them into this pool. Which, if you've never seen a baptism before, when it's the time, you can come forward and actually get close so you can see what's happening. But the water that's in here is normal water. It's not holy water or anything like that. It's normal, I think it's Thames water, is it? It is clean, so you're okay. It's also warm as well, Fergus, if you need to know that. It's not cold. Sometimes it's cold, but this day is warm. And we put them through the water, and we do that for a number of reasons. We take them right under. And we do it, firstly, because Jesus commands us to do it. So it's a command. We're being obedient to that command. Secondly, it's a kind of identification. It's we're identifying that we are not perfect, that we're sinful, that we do things that are wrong. And the water is a place of cleansing, and it washes away those things that are not good. And then thirdly, it's also an identification with Easter in particular, which is why it's so special on Easter Sunday. Because if we were to hold the person who's getting baptized down under the water long enough, what do you think would happen to them? They would die, wouldn't they? And the water is a place of death. It's a grave. And don't worry, Fergus, Simon is not going to do that. I don't think so anyway. Who knows? But we literally put them under the water in that place of death, the grave, and we're identifying with what Jesus did through his death. And then we're lifting them up out of the water in resurrection life. See, Jesus died and then he rose again. And the water signifies that, and the baptism does. And it's finally just an opportunity for the individual getting baptized just to say, this is what I believe. Jesus, I am putting my faith and trust in. Jesus, I'm choosing to follow the rest of my life. I'm acknowledging I'm not perfect, but I'm acknowledging that I need Jesus and I want to follow him the rest of my life. So that's what is happening. Now, Fergus, it's great to have you here. Fergus has just been with us literally about 6 months. Do you want to come up and tell us your story, your journey, and why you're doing this today, Fergus, on this beautiful day? I mean, you could be anywhere else, but why are you here?
Good morning, everybody. I'm quite happy to be here. When I was young, I was studying in two Christian schools. We were compulsory to study Bible and to attend the weekly Christian gatherings at school. At that moment, I disliked Bible. I even told God that, please stay away from me. I'm sorry for about that. After working in the society, I don't want to make friends with any Christians. And I have told myself that I will never go to the church to waste my time. Because of the changes in Hong Kong, I decided to start my new life here in England. But it was very tough in the first 2 weeks. In one Sunday morning, I walk around the mountain without any purpose, just want to kill my time. And I come across an insignificant white house. I discovered that it was a church called the Morton Baptist Church. It suddenly aroused my interest to explore what was happening inside. Therefore, I asked the permission to join the service. And I found that, and I find myself an unremarkable seat at the rear of the church, so that I can leave the service anytime I want. Luckily, I feel comfortable over there and didn't want to go at that moment. After the service, I have a talk with some friendly people. They make me feel very happy. Then a nice and energetic and friendly gentleman come to join the group to welcome me. It make me more blissful and peaceful. At last, another gentleman who offered me his seat during the service had prayed for me. I feel cheerful and delightful. Simultaneously, I feel satisfied and pleased. Unfortunately, I didn't know why I lost them all on my way back to my living area. I mean, I lost the peaceful, cheerful, and delightful when all disappeared. I get lost again. But I know that I could find them back from the church. As a result, I continue to go to the church. I even want to live near the church to get more contentment and satisfaction. I have many questions and queries about God. Sometimes I can find my answer by reading the Bible. Sometimes I cannot. Sometimes I can find the answer by asking people in the church also. No matter how, I trust that I can get the answer from God sooner or later in the future. Before going to the church, I was selfish, aggressive, and also unsatisfied with anything, and easily get angry. Now I am much happier and better than before. Sometimes I feel the Holy Spirit teaching me through the Bible and through the church. I want to be reborn, so I decided to baptize to follow Jesus. I know that I'm not good enough at this moment, but I want to be a servant of God. Thank you all. Thank you.
I guess that was great. I always admire these guys. They are speaking in their second language, third language. And I find it odd enough speaking in English myself, Fergus. So. Well done. Really powerful. Simple but powerful. He knows, like all of us, we're not good enough. We're fallen, we're broken, we're sinful, and we need a Saviour. And Fergus has come to that place of surrender. And baptism is it's beginners. It's the door that you walk through. It's for starters, as it were. And we're believing good things for you, Fergus. So just wanted to share this verse with you. I believe the Lord has given me for you. Fergus, is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And that is not of yourself. It is a gift from God. It's not by works, nothing that you can do, so that you can't boast in it. But you are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for you to do. Fergus, we're delighted that you're getting baptized today. And our prayer is that you may be filled to overflowing with the very Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Fergus, Simon's going to come and baptize you in a second, but we've got a song that you've chosen, which is Bless the Lord, O My Soul, okay? Okay, so it'll be just 2 seconds. So if the band want to come back, we're going to sing a song just while they get ready, and... Take a seat.
Thank you so much for sharing your testimony so powerfully and movingly. It's always a real encouragement for all of us to hear how God's been working in your life. And so we've seen and heard how God has been working in Fergus's life, because he's here, because Jesus Christ has found him. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, he has discovered new life in Jesus. And the love of God that we've heard about is real in Fergus's life. Christ has called and beckoned him, and the life of the Spirit has renewed him. And so we come to this exciting family celebration moment of baptism. And so as Johnny said earlier, regardless of how old you are, if you would like to come and get a close-up kind of front row view, please do come up safely just onto the steps of the baptismal pool. You're very welcome. And also, if I could invite John and Fergus up. John Nunn is going to baptize Fergus with me in a moment. So John and I are going to get down into the pool, and then we're going to ask Fergus just to make a declaration of his faith before he himself steps down to be baptized. So John, do you want to lead the way? Test the water. It felt like a nice thermal spa when we took the lid off earlier, so I'm hoping that it's retained its heat. Fergus, do you want to come here to the edge? Oh, there we go. That's nice. Beautiful. Any more want to come forward, please? Please do. Just wait at the edge there, Fergus, for a moment. So before you step down into the pool to be baptized, we have some questions for you to share your faith. Fergus, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ? And will you live within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus Christ in the world? Great. Then please come down into the water. Fergus, you've just shared your testimony with us. And as I've reflected on that, because you told me about it earlier, and as I've been praying for you this week, also had one other word from the Bible that I wanted to share with you. Johnny has already shared one. But the passage that God has put on my heart for you comes from the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, and it's from chapter 36. It was originally written as a prophecy, God speaking to his people Israel. But as I've got to know you, and as I've heard how the Lord's been working in your life, it also seems to me that it's a great description of what God's been doing in your heart and will continue to do moving forward. Let me share these verses with you. This is what God's word says. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Amen. So we've heard of your repentance and faith. We have seen the new heart that God has put in you, a heart of flesh. And as you come today to be baptized, we know that God is at work in you and will continue to be at work in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, whoa, better the paper than the microphone. I'm going to put the microphone down.
Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that we can say, as the Apostle Paul said about others, we are confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that this is our hope For Fergus, you have begun your good work in him, and you will carry it on to completion until the day when we all stand before our Saviour. We thank you that it is true of each one of us as well, and our collective prayer is that you would continue to work out your purpose in each of us until the day of Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would guide Fergus into the good works that you have planned in advance for him to do, and that he would be able to do them cheerfully with the grace that you provide. So we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord God, thank you that you have called Fergus unto yourself. We thank you that you have put your spirit in him. We thank you that you are commissioning him for service. And as he moves forward from this day, we just pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will continue to work in him and through him, transforming him more and more into your likeness. In the things that are seemingly small as well as the things that are big. May he know that he can trust you each and every step of the way through the things that seem obvious and certain and the things that seem more difficult and uncertain. May he know you, Lord Jesus, as his strength, as his guide, as his saviour, as his redeemer, and as his friend. In Jesus' holy and powerful name we pray. Amen. And Roger, I think, is also going to just pray for Fergus. Do you want to turn around, Fergus, so you can see Roger?
Our Father, we thank you so much for that day some months ago when Fergus, as it seemed by chance, came into this place with little expectation. And we thank you that through that simple event, everything has changed for Fergus. We praise you that you have opened his heart to your truth, your authority, your love, your grace. You have opened his heart to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. And we do bless you for Fergus's sincerity in searching these things out, in asking so many questions, in a sincere desire to find answers. And today we pray that you will specially seal these things in his heart and give him an assurance of your goodness, your forgiveness, your ownership of his life. We pray that you will shape his future, uncertain at present. He asks for guidance in all the difficult decisions, explorations that Fergus needs to take. And we ask that in every experience, now and for the future, you would protect his heart with your promised peace. We commit him to you. We thank you for bringing him among us. We thank you for the friendships have developed. And now we pray for him and his family and his future to know, to learn your perfect will. For Jesus' sake. Amen.